economist and consumer advocate with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, and he joins us now to talk about what you might find on your phone bill, and among other things as well. And we welcome you to the program, Dave.
Hey, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Hi, Brownwood.
Well, we are excited to have you on here because you are the watchdog, and you keep an eye on things that should be better, should be right, and you point those things out, and you give people some ideas on how they can stand up for themselves and give results. And so looking in the paper as I did, I saw telephone bill add-ons, and was truly inspired. Well, first I was angry. You know, sometimes you get those bills and you see taxes that you can't figure out what they go to, or those proverbial other charges. And you addressed that in this article. So tell us a little bit about what you come across and why that came into your sites as well.
Well, I was writing about the disgusting practice of cramming. You know, cramming is when you open up your bill and there's some strange charge on there from some crazy company you never heard of for $5, $10, $30 or more. And you call up the phone company and you say, hey, I didn't buy anything from them. What is it? Well, it's some third-party company that just latched something onto your bill that you didn't really buy, and it's called cramming, with C-R, cramming. And so the only way to stop it is on your phone bill, on your landline, you call your phone company and you tell them you want third-party bill block. And they put it on there. And right after I wrote this story, which ran on December 1st, about third-party bill block on the landline, I opened up my son's phone bill, and he, on his cell phone, had a third-party charge of about 10 bucks. So I didn't realize you have to call the phone company for your cell phone and get third-party bill block for your cell phone and your landline, two separate things. It's crazy, man.
Well, you know, it's a shame that we have to know that we need to call a company and ask them to please protect us from unwarranted charges through their company. It's the same thing as taking a luxury cruise and everyone has to know to go ask the captain, please don't pick up any Somali pirates while we're on this cruise.
Well, and these false charges are illegal under Texas and federal law. But the onus is on the consumer to check the bill and find these charges, and you have to call the company and ask for them to get removed. But once you get the third-party bill block on there, 99% of the time, they won't be coming back on, but there is that 1% where they still slip through.
Well, now, I took your advice, and I went through, and in fact, the very two businesses that you mentioned in the article are ones that I have an account with. And so I thought, well, let's see, because any time that you have to call anywhere, you would go through loops and spend at least 20 minutes before you finally get to customer to service. And, yeah, I said to service. You betcha. Yeah. And anyway, I think that probably you got a good response from your articles because they seem pretty willing to work with me. And now, one of them did throw a little disclaimer at the very end. They said, well, now, we want you to know, even though we put this on here, it's not 100%, which it still amazes me that we have to ask them to please don't add stuff on there that I'm not responsible for.
I have to correct you. I did not get a good response. As soon as the article came out, I heard from readers who called me and emailed me and said, Dave, you told me to call the phone company. And when I called AT&T and when I called Verizon, they told me they didn't know anything about it. So I called back AT&T and Verizon. I said, you need to train your people because you told me this exists and your phone people don't even know that it exists. And so that was frustrating for me. The other thing I wanted to mention to you, sir, is that when you have been crammed, you are supposed to file complaints with three different agencies: the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, the Federal Trade Commission in Washington, and the Public Utility Commission of Texas in Austin. Do not let these sons of guns get away with it.
Okay, that's good to know. Now, you know, we've mentioned the phone bill.
Yep.
Are there other companies, other industries that do this as well? Is everybody doing this too?
Hey, man, we live in a crazy world today where you can't trust anybody anymore. I mean, if you've been using the same guy for 30 years to do something in your house, yeah, you can trust him. But short of that, the whole idea, a man's word is his bond, a handshake is everything. I've been burned so many times. I'm the watchdog, Thomas, the Star Telegram, and the first roofer that I hired, he went and he roofed the wrong house.
Okay.
So I had a chance to go out and hire a second roofer, right? And the second roofer turned out to end up in prison because he committed roofing fraud and owed $600,000 to his customers and filed bankruptcy. So I was a moron. So I ended up realizing that I had to actually do in my own life what I was preaching in the paper. So I created something that I call Watchdog Nation. And what WatchdogNation.com does is it teaches Americans how to stand up for themselves. And the basic principle is before you hire anybody to come to your house, before you, if you have a business, before you buy some product that you don't know about, or you buy a refrigerator for your home or a new car, you got to Google it. And you got to see what people are saying. And, for example, if you buy a Frigidaire refrigerator, you would Google Frigidaire model 91C3R and problems. And you'd find out if people were complaining about this new refrigerator you're about to buy. If you don't Google it, you're probably going to write me a letter and tell me that there's this problem with your refrigerator and you found this website and there's 1,000 complaints on it. Mr. Lieber, please write about it in the Star Telegram. So I just figured, hey, if everybody just Googled, you know, this before they bought it, before they hired XYZ company. And the way I teach you to do it is if you're going to hire XYZ company, you would type in XYZ company, Brownwood, Texas, and scam. XYZ company, Fort Worth, Texas, and ripoff. Because those are the words that people use, right? And that, like, is a pretty much of a safe way. Because if you get ripped off by a company or a lawyer or whoever, you're going to Google it later, and then you're going to see all these other people, you know, complain about it. You're going to feel like an idiot because you didn't look at it before you went and spent all that money rather than after.
Well, certainly prevention is where this would save you a lot of headache and heartache. And so having that opportunity is a great thing to go to, and it's called WatchdogNation.com.
Yeah, and I have a book where I teach the philosophy of this. I just put out the 2012 edition. It's the third edition. It's called Dave Lieber's Watchdog Nation, Fight Back When Businesses and Scammers Do You Wrong. And you can get it on WatchdogNation.com. And what I do in this book is I teach everybody how to protect themselves by using the methods that are free and take just a few seconds. And, you know, one method that you use is a Google box. I call it the magic Google box. And some people that are listening to your show, they don't have the magic Google box at home because they don't have internet at home. But I explain to everybody that, you know, the Brownwood librarian will be more than happy. You could call him or her up and say, hey, librarian, I'm about to buy a refrigerator. Let me give you the model number. Would you please Google it for me and see if it's good or not? And they'll do it for you for free. And that little ounce of prevention right there will protect you, you know?
Now, have these companies kind of depended on the fact that many people might be trusting or passive?
Oh, yes,
and
sir.
Just accept these charges and pay them? Maybe look at their bill?
Oh, yeah. In terms of cramming, most people really don't go over their bill with a fine-tooth comb because the phone bill is the most confusing document there ever was.
Yeah.
You know, and the same thing with your credit card bill and your bank statement. You know, when you look at these statements that come in the mail every month in your mailbox, you're going to find mistakes in them. And just a penny mistake over a million customers is $1 million, you know?
Yeah.
So, now, not $1 million, but 1 million pennies.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, I certainly watch for your column and the four-star telegram and other things that you have pointed out, too, in regards to there was a utility representative going around in neighborhoods and putting high pressure and maybe some questionable sales tactics on there. You point out how people need to be aware of if this person is a true rep, or report them whenever somebody comes to your door as being rude and things like that. So there's always very helpful hints that that you put in there.
I don't even want people to buy anything from door-to-door salesmen anymore, you know? If you're looking for a new electric company, and you always should every year, you don't want the guy who comes by your door, because when they usually come to my door, they feed me a line of bull.
Uh-huh.
They tell me stuff that's not true. So I've put together a guide on how to shop for electricity in Texas that's free. And I'll tell you how to get it, because I figured out that there's no better way to put money in the Texans' pocket than cutting back on their electric bill.
Uh-huh.
Some people are paying 10 or 11 cents a kilowatt hour, and some people are paying 8 and 7 cents a kilowatt hour. And that right there is $200 in your pocket in July and $200 in August. But
uh-huh.
People stay with the big companies because they feel secure with them. But in Texas, there's 40, 50, 60 different electric companies. They're all selling the same kilowatt. So what I teach in this sheet is you find a company with a low fixed rate, and you also then check the state report card on complaints, and you get a company that has low complaints and a low fixed rate. If they're on both lists, then you can go ahead and buy them, you know? So let me tell you how to Google this document, and you can get it. You just would go to google.com, and then you would type in Dave Lieber's Electricity Guide, which is just L-I-E, B as in boy, E-R, Dave Lieber's Electricity Guide, and it should pop up on the first page there from Watchdog Nation. This guide, you print it out, you study it, you do what I say, probably put $400 or $500 back in your pocket over the course of a year.
Well, it's time for me to renew my my utility, and I'm going to have to check it out before I make any decision on there.
Please.
Now, out of all the different subject matters, businesses, complaints that you've dealt with, what's been the most challenging or frustrating or eye-opening for you?
Well, I write 2 a week, so I write 100 a year, and I've been doing it for years, and I've got to be honest, whatever I'm working on at this moment is my most frustrating and my most eye-opening, because these things, they blow my mind.
Yeah.
Like right now for Friday, I'm working on a column about the whistleblower who blew the whistle on Citicorp and how they were having all these defective mortgages, how he went to the top of the company and he exposed it, and they kicked him out of his job. He went to the Securities and Exchange Commission in Washington. They ignored him. He went to the U.S. Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission. They cut out all his stuff and wouldn't let it go public. And that's just, we're in that crisis today because people are pushing this stuff under the rug. So that's running on Friday. On Sunday, I'm telling this tragically sad story about this woman that had 2 premature babies. One went to one hospital, the other went to another hospital. One hospital just, according to the grandmother, just treated the baby just who died right away horribly, you know. And I went to the hospital, I talked to the chief executive officer yesterday, and they admitted they had done some things that were insensitive. And it's just so sad, you know. So whatever I'm working on is, like, just pretty much depressing, sad. But I try and show everybody how to avoid this, and if they ever find themselves in a bad situation, how to overcome it and take charge, be their own protector in Watchdog Nation for free in just a few seconds, you know?
Well, certainly appreciate you being on the watchtower and keeping an eye out. And you've mentioned whistleblowers, and too many times, unfortunately, the whistleblower is vilified and considered the bad guy in the whole process, but they're the insider who sees the things that that the outside person doesn't. And,
right.
You know, they take the risk to stand up and say, this isn't right, and many times they're the one that takes the fall.
Right, and I have the highest regard for whistleblowers, and I've been working with whistleblowers for 30 years, and I treat them with respect. I help them. I don't turn my back on them once the story's printed, because, you know, I've got people in city halls who are telling me about things that are going on. I exposed in Fort Worth in the past year that they had given secret raises to over 100 employees out of the 4,800, and even though they told everybody there were no pay raises, so I exposed that. I exposed the fact that the city attorney who was in charge of the open records had a backlog of over 300 cases, and he got fired, and I count on people to help me inside, tell me this stuff, and I go out of my way to protect their identity. I know ways to protect people's identity, and I coach them on it, because I think that's really an important part of American democracy.
Now, you're stepping on delicate grounds there. Have you had any backlash or anything that you actually felt like your findings were creating a risk for you?
Yeah, I have a book out now called Bad Dad. And you can read chapter 1 at baddadbook.com. I investigated this local police department for a dozen years. The chief resigned on the first day because I exposed his fake college education. The mayor lost the election. The city manager tried to get me fired. I mean, I just had 12 years of scandals in this town. And then one day, a few years back, I told my son to walk home when we went to McDonald's at this restaurant, because he was misbehaving in the restaurant. He was 11 years old, and he was misbehaving. I just said, you know, walk home. It's about 15 minutes away, 6 blocks away. So I come back to the restaurant to pick him up 10 minutes later, and, you know, hopefully he's learned his lesson, or he's walking home. I'll catch up with him in the car. So that police department is waiting for me, and they arrested me and charged me with 2 felony counts of child abandonment and child endangerment. And so I wrote this book called Bad Dad, which is a story about how anything you do in the world today, it can go viral and people can go crazy. And I welcome people to read chapter one at Bad Dad Book. However, since I'm the watchdog, I know how to overcome this stuff. You know, I know how to solve problems, and I solved this problem through the legal system pretty quickly. But it's not really about parenting. It's about how in any time in this world today you can do anything, and you know, all of a sudden someone pulls out an iPhone, videotapes it, puts it on YouTube, and the next thing you know, Fox News is putting you on national, putting out an all-points bulletin for your arrest because you spanked your kid at the Walmart, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think when it comes down to it, with technology and just the way things are in our society, we're all vulnerable to things maybe even we don't realize when it comes down to it.
There's no privacy anymore.
Yeah, no, there really isn't. Uh-huh. And however, I do want to thank you again, though, for your work and your effort keeping people on the line and being informed as to what their rights and opportunities are, and maybe calling a hand on some of these that bad business practice needs to end. So,
thank you.
I want to thank you again. Give your website one more time.
Well, go to watchdognation.com and take a visit at baddadbook.com.
All right. Dave, anything else you want to mention?
No, I think that the fact that you put me on the air says something about you, that you're not just another radio station trying to fill space. You're actually talking about the important issues of the day and how you can help your listeners. So I salute you for that. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks again for being with us today, David.
Bye, sir.